Possible with support from the Community Broadcasting Foundation. Find out more at cbf.org.au.
But what is Moorish man? Not man, Moorish man. We're Moorish Marmon.
Yep.
We're Moorish men, but this is about magazine on RTR.
Hiya, and good morning, everyone. Welcome to Moorish Mag. Jim is in the studio today, but I'm just going to be doing a little introduction. And the first song that I'll be introducing for the morning is Catch the Night by Kian. Now, I hope you all enjoy this one, and I hope you're doing well.
Thank you for tuning in to Moorish Mag here on 92.1. Jim, without Nick, but I've got a couple of guests today, and Tony and Jared. But Moorish Mag, a weekly program on good news stories, also on Noongar Radio and Great Southern FM. That was Catch the Night, Kian. Oh, nicely introduced by Jada, who works with us occasionally, and doing a lot of great stories too. I haven't been acknowledging the work that Jada's doing. She's done some pre-records for us and recording people whenever she feels it's important for our audience to hear what's going on, particularly around books, because I don't have time to read books. Jada's got plenty of time to read books. I must start reading though. It's good therapy. And today, Jared Shaw is going to be telling us his story. A young man of, 60s, 70s, but he'll tell us more a little later of what he's been up to and why he's on the program. He's been trying to get on this program for a long time now, so finally Jared is going to be a guest today. Wajak, Maladong, Yewid, yeah, he'll tell us all about his mob and how he's come into being. And today and next week we're winding down for 2024. And I thought we were going to have a couple of relaxing days, but Jared got a bit, got convincing and said, look, I want to be on your show. Everybody wants to be on the show, you know, because we're an award-winning show that's won National Indigenous Media Awards, if you didn't know. And I should be saying that because, if you're listening in to Moorish Mag, you'll know that we have won a National Indigenous Media Award with our Best News and Current Affairs story live from Optus Stadium. And the Best News and Current Affair program, also associated with the program, our National Indigenous story, and an interview with Narelda Jacobs. We should replay that sometime, so stay tuned if you've just got on to Moorish Mag 92.1. And, of course, if you have some thoughts about what we're trying to say or what we are going to say, particularly about our guest who's coming up, 0405 921 921, is our direct line. Perhaps you can tell me what your favourite music is around First Nation people, because we're going to be doing that today. I'm going to play a little later Lionel Rose's Thank You, and we're going to hear something from Kutcher Edwards, to request of Tony. And Jared, our main guest today, has asked for Took the Children Away, Archie Roach. So it's that's the show for today. For next hour, lock it in to 92.1, and you'll learn something new today, I'm sure. Let's go to a song, and we'll come back with introducing Tony Hansen, my co-host today, and our special guest Gerard Shaw. Here's a song. Counselor there, Colour Me. That's a great song called Sweet Black Man, dedicated to me. But never mind, only joking. Sweet Black Man, might play that a little later. So Colour Me, yes, the owner. Tony Hansen's my co-host today. Good morning, Tony.
Good morning, Jim. Thanks for having us in today, and wishing Nick all the best.
Good.
While he's away.
Yes, but he's on assignment today, and next week some sorry business. So, yeah, story of our life and sorry business yesterday. But I don't know whether it makes us tick or not, but it certainly keeps us grounded as to the serious issues we're dealing with on a daily basis in our community. Tony, who's your mob and where you're from? I know you've been on radio before, you've been a guest here before, but who's your mob, where you're from?
Yeah, my mob's the Underwood mob, Hanson, Cornwall mob, from Menang Goring, also Bilman Wadandi people as well, and also connections to Murchison, also in relation to great-grandmother's side, Dalgetty side as well, so... And also connections to North Queensland with the Underwood families up there in Yarrabo and Cairns, and thinking of them now because of the storm up that way at the moment. And last night was blackout everywhere in Yarrabo and the surrounding districts of Cairns.
Right. Yeah, well, you've got a big mob of the community on Noongar, and as you say, Dalgetty's there in the Midwest, eh?
Yeah, in the Midwest there, yeah.
And Tony's been a guest on the program before. He's on the Stolen Generations reference group of the Healing Foundation, and you might just want to tell us a little bit about that. But so welcome, Tony. Welcome on the show. And, yeah, tell us a bit about the Healing Foundation before we get our guest, Jared Shaw, involved.
Yeah, I guess my position there is part of the Elders Reference Group representing the state of WA, advocating for our Stolen Generation people and survivors and descendants, and you know, looking at other avenues and strategies of how we can bring people together and also elevate the stories and elevate truth-telling and reconciliation on that journey as well. And as we know, Jim, you know, today we sit at 57 Murray Street, which is the former office of the Chief Protector of WA, A.O. Neville, and which is Curtin Law Centre. So, you know, very significant building, but also very significant that we're back in that space now and doing some great work with our survivors and their families in the, you know, within Noongar country and throughout as well. Mm. And we're also reaching out and, you know, working closely and hopefully have a partnership with our colleagues in the Kimberleys as well, with Kimberley Stolen Gen as well.
Yes, well, as our listeners know, here on Moodish Mag, RTRFM, we've talked a lot about healing, we've talked a lot about Stolen Generation issues, we talked about good stories, sometimes bad stories, but mostly good, because I guess the other media talk about the bad stories. We would like to strive to have positive stories about our community. Don't have enough hours in the day to do that, but that's our attempt to do that, and supported by Noongar Radio and Great Southern FM in Albany. So if you've tuned in, stay tuned. Jared Shaw will be up a little later after this song. And Tony, what's this song mean to you? What's this song, Kutcher Edwards? What does he mean to you?
I think, you know, just listening to Kutcher over the last, you know, few years and learning more about his story is, I guess for me, is a resemblance of resilience of Stolen Generation children and the impact on their families and their descendants and community as well, and loss of culture. So I think, you know, the work that he's doing through music is elevating that and amplifying, you know, the resilience of our people.
He's a big man too. And there's a couple of songs that spring to mind, and the one you've chosen is Mr. Edwards. Well, we'll play Miss Edwards, I think. We'll play that a little later, but before we go into interviewing and introducing our guest, Jared Shaw, we'll play Kutcher, Get Back Up.
Oh, Kutcher Edwards,
Get Back Up again. That rings true to a lot of us, say, us First Nation people, get back up. We hit the ground and we get back up. It's kind of like a Mike Tyson fight, you know, when you have 10 rounds with Mike Tyson, he bites your ears off and say, come on, is that the best you can do? Get back up again, Kutcher Edwards. Saw the big man here a year ago here in Perth, Kutcher Edwards. Such a delightful character and knows his stuff, knows his powers around singing. You might recall him at Commonwealth Games some years ago where he took a little girl onto the big arena. Introduce little girl, little non-Aboriginal girl, marched out onto the stadium, and there's this big giant of a man introducing her, and I think her name was Webster. Name was Webster, and now a singer in her own right, but yeah, Kutcher Edwards, been around. Koori Man from Melbourne, you might also remember him, and if you haven't, have a listen to his recording with the late Jack Charles, with the late Archie Roach. Tune in, Kutcher Edwards, K-U-T-C-H-A, I think it is, Kutcher Edwards. If you have a listen and watch the video of him sitting in a car with the late Archie Roach and the late Jack Charles, It is mind-boggling. So that's our guest, one of our guest singers, you know, for today, Kutcher Edwards, and we'll play another one of these a little later. But can I introduce our guest, Gerard Shaw, to RTR-FM Woodage Mag. Good morning, Gerard.
Good morning, Jim. That last song, very relevant for most of us, I think.
Yes.
It's one thing to fall down. It's another thing to get up and begin again.
Good on you. Gerard, before we kick off, who are you mob and where you from?
I am a Wadjak Balladong Yuwad Noongar, and I can claim connections to those peoples because my mother was born at Katabi, which is just near Nunorsia, and my grandmother was born in Quereding, which connects me to the Balladong people.
Well, Gerard, I've been trying to get you on the show for a number of years now. We go back a little because I met you some time back, and I don't know how many years ago, but don't tell everybody. We talked some time back. You've lifted yourself up, in your own words. You've done some stuff that, you know, Noongar people should be proud of, and you're going to tell us about that. But tell us about your childhood.
Well, the Royal Commission into Aboriginal Deaths in Custody tells us that if a child denies his or her Aboriginality, bad things will happen.
Wow.
And that was certainly true for me.
Mm. So tell us about then your removal. You were fostered or adopted. You didn't have a mission life, but how old people have. So tell us about what happened to you.
When we talk about the stolen generations, what always comes to mind is the graphic image of the violent removal of children as portrayed in the film, The Rabbit Proof Fence. Yeah. My removal was nothing like that. It was very quiet and almost underhanded. I would like the listener to imagine a blank sheet of white paper with a line drawn down the centre. And on the left side, I would write keywords such as removal. My Noongar mother, like so many other Noongar women, were sent by Mr. A.O. Neville to work as servants and even slaves throughout the wide, vast country area of Perth, and then were accused, as she was, of neglecting her children. Being put into a house with an aged lady who happened to be a religious fanatic, there was no father figure and no siblings. All knowledge of my true identity, my true culture and knowledge, together with language, were all blocked. I was never encouraged to reflect upon those realities. My family, of course, as many other families did, made multiple efforts to try and make contact with me, but they were always driven away. I remember as a very small child saying, "Who are those people knocking at the door?" And I was told, "They are black people. They are bad people." Mm. And they have been told to go away. Being in state care around 1948, it meant I became part of the persisting belief that Aboriginal children should be made white because that would make them part of the superior race. I was put in a place where religion was extreme. The only visitors to the home were nuns and priests. They priests became my male images, male models. In later life, I experienced chronic alcoholism. I was literally roaming around, not knowing who I was or where I had come from. I would like the listener to come with me now over to the right side of the ledger. And it starts with Dr. Pat Cranley, rest in peace. He was one of the many doctors who treated me for my alcoholism. And then one day he said to me, go and see Jim Morrison. Oh. And so the journey of healing began. Gradually, I began to learn who I really am and where I come from. I used to hang around the then Noongar Language Centre in East Perth, and Lily, an Indian lady, took me one day to meet Auntie Marie Taylor at Murdoch University. Marie greeted me with the words, "Welcome home, Uncle." Marie insisted that I enroll in the bridging course because this would be a means of meeting members of my family. Over the following years, I found the Collards took ownership of me. And added to this, Marie would take me to every meeting she attended, and she attended a lot of meetings. But I soon learned through my older brother and elder, Charlie Shaw, that I am, as identified at the beginning of this, a Wadjak Balladong Yuid Noongar. And gradually I found myself taking my place among Wadjak Noongar elders. And thanks to Noel Nanup, I am currently part of the Aboriginal Advisory Group for the City of Perth. By now, clearly, I had overcome my alcoholism, and I am proud to say have achieved a doctorate.
Well, let's leave that for a moment now. That's a wonderful start to the interview, and remembering, we connected some years ago, Jared, and it's a really nice pleasure to have you on Mudish Mag to understand the background of where you've been and where you're going. So it's been an amazing little moment to give an intro, because you're coming back after this song, and you like this song. But before we do that, Tony, how are you faring with Jared's story at the moment?
Oh, it's amazing, and for me, it's what I've always been saying. It's around truth telling, and we've heard these stories many times by our own people, but we want the 97% of Australians to hear these stories so they understand the atrocities that our people have been through. But we can do this, and we can share the knowledge with the people, and we also can work together in true reconciliation spirit.
Mm. Thanks, Tony. Jared's likes Archie Roach. Why do you like this song? I guess it's self-explanatory, it's a song that comes from, and it's introduced a great deal to our community 20 years after the apology, 20 years ago after the Bring Them Home report, I should say, because there's only been 15 years since the apology. We had a ceremony down the road, and we commemorated 20 years of Bring Them Home, and he had a concert down the road. The theatre, Astor Theatre, was chock-a-block. So much love. The concert went so much longer than it should have done. But this song, what is this song that you're introducing to us that everybody knows by now? What is it? We'll go to this song and come back and talk to you some more, Jared. Yes, and carrying on from the community service announcement, Shine Lawyers will be in Mirrabooka this Saturday morning. If you are local and want to find out more, go to Shine Lawyers, as I said in the community announcement. Go to Shine Lawyers Stolen Wages, and you'll find in their information sessions that they'll be at Mirrabooka local. They're doing a bit of country information sessions at the moment, So, yeah, find out more if you go to their website. We're just a messenger. This is RTRFM, Mortich Mag. Yeah, if you've got an issue, 0405921921. And our guest today is Gerard Shaw. Welcome back, Gerard. It's nice to have you on the show and listening to your history. So I hope you're okay now to carry on and tell us more.
Thank you, Jim. What I really want the listener to do now is to go back to that, which was a blank page, to look at all the things on the left-hand side, and then look at the positive things that happened on the right-hand side of the ledger. What I have shared today is only part of my stolen dreaming. But it shows no matter what they do to us, they can never take our aboriginality from us. It is lodged there too deep, far inside us.
Wow. Gerard Shaw, you wrote a poem and you it's published on a folder that relates to Melville. Tell us about Melville and why this poem, why you want to read this poem.
Well, we were doing projects on the rezoning of the Melville area, certain parts of the area, trying to unpack the history, the cultural history that's locked into the land there. And we are trying to assist the council in renaming areas, giving them their rightful Noongar names. And one day, when the group of us were walking along the river and reflecting on what things were coming to us in our minds and in our hearts as we walked, this poem came to me. Now, if you bear in mind all the upheaval in the first part of my life, and then go on to imagine the many upheavals that are going on all around us today, I discovered serenity, and that's what I called the poem. The world we find ourselves in today is full of darkness, chaos, and human destruction in the form of wars and unresolved issues. My ancestors came to me in a dream and told me I would find peace of mind from contact with Mother Earth, Buja, by walking on the very ground my ancestors walked. I did as I was told and immediately felt the warmth of the healing rays of the sun. I remembered my people are the river people, the Bilu Noongars. As I looked upon the rippling and shimmering white water, and I threw a handful of mud into the water and said my name, so ancestors knew I came in peace. And then I put my body into the water, allowing it to wash away all my worries. All this, together with the trees and bushes all around, providing protection for the many sweet-sounding birds. Suddenly, I knew serenity.
There you go, Gerard Shaw. And we're going to go to a song, because a fitting song that Emily Weimar has done a cover of, and it's the original song by Coloured Stone. Here it is, Black Boy, that talks about our guest today, well, me included, Mortich Marmon, but a couple of stolen boys that are in, gentlemen that are with me in the studio today, Gerard Shaw, our guest, and Tony Hanson, my co-host. Let's go to a song. Oh, yeah, Minnie Waimara there, born on Groote Island in the Northern Territory. Home to Australia's First Nation people, the Wurundjeri. I haven't pronounced that right. She now lives in Brisbane and sings in both traditional language and English. Does a great song, which I won't play today, but Black Smoke. So Emily Weimar, WURAMARA, if you haven't heard her before, singing a cover of Coloured Stone, one of our earlier Nunga bands from South Australia, and doing it marvellously well. I know Jared likes it. Jared, what do you think of that?
It's very deeply touching.
Touching because it talks about black boy, the colour of your skin is your pride and joy. And that's what you've been talking about, the resilience that our mob has.
Yes.
And that's inbuilt in that. That's what she sings about.
Yes.
So it's a fitting song for my two guests, my guest Jared Shaw and co-host Tony Hanson, both stolen generation survivors of the dreadful removal policy of this country. That we are resilient. So, Jared, thank you for being on the show. We didn't talk about your PhD, but I'm going to get you back into the studio sometime soon.
Well, thank you very much, Jim, for inviting me here today. And all I can say is it's been a very good healing opportunity for me.
Wow.
to share with you and the listeners. There's some very personal details.
No,
that's
good.
That's how it happened. That's what happened, and that's where I am today.
Good on you. No, thanks for being on the show. As I say, Murich Mag, you're 92.1, is a weekly show talking about good stories and good news stories and healing stories, as a matter of fact, and that's what it's all about, good news. Tony, what do you reckon? What do you reckon about that song?
No, really good, really, you know, comes in line with what we're talking about this morning, and, you know, it's sharing that knowledge with our listeners out there, and music is a good way of healing for our people as well, and, you know, just listening and closing the eyes and listening to the words.
Right, we had mentioned earlier Kutch Edwards, and he sang that song. What was it? Get back up. That's what this program's all is, getting back up off the floor really sometimes and looking beyond the bad stuff and looking forward to the good stuff. So is Kutch Edwards, Miss Edwards. And we'll come back and talk some more to finish off the show here at Murich Mag on 92.1. Here's Kutch. Kutch Edwards there singing about Miss Edwards. He's an Indigenous Australian singer and songwriter. He was born in Balranald in New South Wales in 1965. A survivor of the Stolen Generations, he was removed from his parents at the age of 18 months. He's been on the show before. We've talked to him a little. He's a Muddy Muddy man from the Koori Nation. He was named Indigenous Person of the Year 2001 NAIDOC Awards, but also been in the Deadly Awards. He's done a great collaboration on Advance Australia Fair. If you want to be a fair Australian. Advance Australia Fair, he did a collaboration with the late Judith Durham and was joined on studio with Dan Sultan and Rebecca Barnard, among others, in October 2020. So, yeah, so it comes with great fame in the First Nation world, Edward Kutch Edwards. And I've been trying to look up where I first saw him. And as I said, it was on the big stage, one of the games, I think it was might have been the Commonwealth Games, where he walked on the stage with a little girl. Next week I'll talk more about her because it's important for you to understand where this man's coming from. Great voice, and he's on tour again. So if you get a chance, Kutch Edwards, if he comes to Perth, get yourself down to see him. All things coming to an end this year. Next week is our last show here on Murich Mag. So I want to thank our guest today, Jared Shaw, who's spent some time telling us about his history and his resilience and being the man he is that I'm looking at now and that I've known for a long time. Tony Hanson, thank you for being my co-host today, and I'm going to invite you back next week.
It sounds like a plan, Jim, and it's always great to be here with the RTR FM family.
So, next week is our final show on RTR FM, Noongar Radio and Great Southern FM. It's been a real challenging year, I must say, but it's always good to come on radio and listen to our family on RTR FM, Noongar Radio and Great Southern FM. And looking forward to our closing show next week. And next program's Out to Lunch with Jadar and our programmer today, who makes a guest appearance every now and again and does some pre-recording for us. Good on you, Jadar. Hope you're going to get some more in this year because you've been a great contribution to Murich Mag. I want to thank you and thank our audience for tuning in to Murich Mag. Here's a great song that takes me back a long way now. It used to box. He was a champion. His name was Lionel Rose, and this is his song, Thank You. Thank you for tuning in to Murich Mag. Thank you for being on, Jared. Thank you for being on the show. Thank you, Tony.
Thank you, Jimbo.
Thank you, Jim.